Taiwan court sentences Chinese national to 8 years in prison for engaging in CCP's United Front work. Taipei, Taiwan, a naturalized Taiwanese citizen of Chinese origin has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for violating Taiwan's national security law by establishing organizations in Taiwan under the direction of the Chinese Communist Party. Zhou Manji, a Chinese national who obtained Taiwan citizenship in 2004 after marrying a Taiwanese man, was sentenced on January 20 by the Taiwan High Court's branch in the southern Taiwanese city of Kaohsiung. The sentencing reverses a March ruling that acquitted Zhou due to insufficient evidence. According to the ruling, Zhou was a member of the Shaanxi Patriotic Volunteer Association and the Chinese Patriotic Volunteers Association, two China-based civic organizations that the court found to be affiliated with the Chinese regime's United Front Work Department. In China, the United Front Work Department reports directly to the Central Committee, which is headed by Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The department coordinates thousands of groups to carry out foreign political influence operations, suppress dissident voices and activities, gather intelligence, and facilitate the transfer of technology to China. Ultimately, the CCP uses the United Front Work strategy to advance its economic, political, and security interests worldwide. Acting on instructions from the two Chinese civic organizations, Zhou established two care associations in Taiwan targeting new immigrants, one incorporating Kaohsiung in its name in 2016, and a second using Taiwan in its name in 2019. Through the two Taiwan-based care associations, Zhou actively planned and carried out activities with clear United Front objectives, the ruling stated. Her targets included other Chinese spouses, as well as new immigrants and their offspring, the ruling noted. Zhou's United Front activities were carried out in the name of promoting cross-strait economic and cultural exchanges, the court said, and she directly sought guidance and financial support from senior United Front officials. In 2017, Zhou traveled to China seeking a meeting with Huang Lanxiang, then head of the United Front Work Department of the Hunan Provincial Party Committee, but her request was denied, according to the ruling. Zhou made another trip to China in 2018 and met with Cui Guowei, who founded the Shaanxi Patriotic Volunteer Association, and signed a declaration that acknowledged the CCP's leadership ability in Taiwan, the ruling stated. Explaining the rationale for the sentence, the court said Zhou's actions, which it characterized as ideological infiltration, were intended to undermine public vigilance toward the CCP and had harmed Taiwan's national security and social stability. Zhou was sentenced to 8 years in prison for violating Taiwan's National Security Act. The Epoch Times could not reach Zhou's lawyer for comment. In the United States, the House Select Committee on China has warned about the threats posed by the CCP's operations under its United Front Work strategy. In a 2023 memo, the committee said the Chinese regime views the strategy as a magic weapon, one for which the United States has no direct analog, and whose threats are little understood. Russell Siow, executive director of Washington-based nonprofit Global Taiwan Institute, has urged Taiwan and the United States to cooperate in countering the Chinese regime's malign influence, calling it a collective challenge that the two sides and other like-minded partners must address. The greatest countermeasure to addressing malign influence is greater transparency, Siow said at an event in New York City in March, adding that other measures included improving public understanding of the issue, strengthening cooperation between researchers and civil society organizations on both sides, and closing loopholes in their respective legal systems.